102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who serve, empower, and enlighten you, our dear KBLX family. And today, we are shining the light on Bonita House. Bonita House serves North Oakland and the Greater Bay Area. And please welcome to our KBLX studios the Executive Director of Bonita House, Miss Lorna D. Jones. Welcome.
Thank you, Sterling. I am so happy to be here and to have this opportunity to talk to your audience about the importance of the work that we do at Bonita House. Bonita House is a social rehabilitation program that started in 1971. Mm. We have been providing services to individuals who experience challenges with both mental health and substance abuse since 1971. Our flagship program is a residential program in Berkeley called Bonita House. That is a 15-bed facility that provides 24/7 care to individuals who are seeking to get off of the substances and really get a hold of the mental health challenges associated with that. It is definitely one of our flagship programs. Some of our other services include case management services. We have a supportive housing program that has case management attached to it. And we have both transitional housing as well as permanent housing facilities. We have about 5 facilities between Oakland and Berkeley. Mm-hmm. We also provide what we call in the business a full service partnership, which basically is a result of the Mental Health Systems Act that was passed here in California back in 2002 that provides services to individuals who are homeless. And so when we talk about the Mental Health Systems Act, we talk about being able to do what is necessary to get those individuals a place to live, a job, get reconnected with society, and to really work with them as it relates to the stigma that's associated with both mental health and substance abuse. Unfortunately, in our country today, the whole notion of mental health stigma is alive and well. And yet, one of the statistics that really strikes me every time I say this is that within the Alameda County behavioral health care system, African-Americans represent 12% of the population, and we represent over 50-some-odd percent within the behavioral health care system here in the Alameda County. That there is something dramatically wrong with that picture. And I think a lot has to do with the stigma that's associated in getting mental health services within our society, period. Folks who are seriously mentally ill, in terms of statistics, they live 25 years, fewer years than the average person because of the stigma that's associated, because not only do they have to deal with the mental health challenges, but also the substance abuse and the health issues that are related to those two components. So Bonita really works really hard to provide services that run the gamut in terms of looking for those strengths. We come from a strength-based perspective. We come from an individualized perspective. No one best practice fits everybody, you know, and the consumers have a lot to bring to the treatment process, you know, so we really emphasize that with our team of professionals and peers. We have a number of peers, individuals who have lived through the mental health system, who have now seek employment with us and work with us. They are team members in terms of working with those consumers that come in and are looking for services.
What does the outreach look like from Bonita House to fight the stigma, to bring the African-American community into the services of Bonita House?
For example, the full service partnership is an outreach component. We have a location down on Harrison Avenue, which is our main headquarters for our full service partnership. Most of the staff is out in the community during their 8-hour day. They come back for the last hour of the day to write their notes. But most of the time, they're out in the community working with consumers, whether it's within their residential programs or whether it's on the streets, to get them to a point where they feel comfortable. I mean, it takes a period of time, over time, to build that trust so that consumers would be willing to receive the services that we offer. And that's how most of our staff within the Full Service Partnership Program operate. We have also what we call an in-home outreach team that for individuals that are immediately discharged from John George, the psychiatric facility here in Alameda County, they are hooked up with members of our in-home outreach team. And this team works with them for approximately 90 days. And usually these are individuals who have no track record in the mental health system at all. And so the outreach team works with them, tries to get them stabilized, build that relationship, and then while they're working with them to identify a community-based organization that they can hook them up with to receive services. It's still, Sterling, it is just such a huge challenge to get folks, particularly Latinos and African Americans, to really get comfortable with receiving mental health services, because it does work.
The treatment does work. What would you say to someone who is listening now, who may be a caregiver in their home to a family member who is suffering from a mental illness or substance abuse and hasn't quite figured out how to ask for help yet?
I'm glad you asked that question.
Yes, ma'am.
There is a absolutely phenomenal program that's available free for caregivers called Mental Health First Aid. This is the program that Michelle Obama went through and is sponsored by the National Council of Behavioral Healthcare Organizations. This particular program is a one-day free program. You can go online and just type in mental health first aid, and up will pop a number of organizations that are offering the program. And having gone through the program, it is absolutely wonderful in terms of explaining to individuals, to lay people, what the symptoms are, and then the different strategies as to how to deal with those symptoms and the resources that are available to deal with those symptoms. So it is tremendous. I can't say enough about mental health first aid.
Mental health first aid. Okay, awesome. We are talking to Ms. Lorna D. Jones. She is the executive director of Bonita House. BonitaHouse.org is the website. They are located at 6333 Telegraph in Oakland. North Oakland area, right there by Alcatraz, suite number 102. And Ms. Jones, you brought a young man with you today to talk about one of your partner programs.
Right.
The program is called Ubuntu Program. The program director of Ubuntu Program, Terrence Cole. Hello, Mr. Cole.
How you doing, Sterling?
Very well. Thank you for being here with us as well.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the partnership between Bonita and Ubuntu and some of the programs that Ubuntu specializes in as well.
So CASA Ubuntu is kind of brand new creative wellness center. And we're in Eastmont Town Center, Suite 267. And we're upstairs. And we're right by the Social Security Administration office. One thing about CASA Ubuntu, CASA means house, Ubuntu means human kindness. So it's the house of human kindness. We've brought about this concept so that we can include everybody. The target population is Latinos and African Americans, but we have open doors for everyone. We want to make sure that we somehow get to a space where all the stigma, pushback from getting mental health services, we can embrace these individuals that have pushed back to getting these services. At CASA Ubuntu, we have two parts. We provide two parts. There's a peer support part, and there's a outpatient part. On the peer support end, we have individuals with lived experience, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we move on. And then outpatient side, they have an opportunity to get a licensed clinician, psychiatric nurse, and individual placement services. That's the IPS, which means employment. And that falls all up under outpatient services. And then on the peer support side, these individuals that are staff, they work with individuals that have lived this experience. They can sit down with them, have one-on-one conversations. They may have pushbacks at seeing, you know, a licensed clinician. and they're saying, well, I don't quite want to talk to someone that's a licensed clinician. I want to talk to someone who's lived the experience. So we have those individuals with, you know, an array of experience that can sit down and talk to these individuals coming through the door, which is a large part of our outreach. You know, these people outreach to individuals that come to the center. If it's not referred or they're coming by case management, the walk-ins, they can relate to these individuals as soon as they come through the door, sit down, do registration with these individuals, help them become members, and help them to, if they don't come through the door right away wanting to see a licensed clinician, maybe they can help in collaboration with that to get to those components that they may be, that the needs may be helped out in these areas. So with CASA and Butu, also with times and dates, so we're Monday through Friday from 8 to 6, every other Saturday 9 to 1. So that may extend here in the upcoming year. But right now, those are the hours. We have activities there that's facilitated by peer support, the peer support team, such as core values, the RAP, facilitated groups that deals with being able to self-manage. They deal with self-esteem to help build the person, kind of the whole person, whole care type of model for these individuals. So once they come there, if they're taking care of this themselves, they can take that same identity back to where their community or their home to help encourage those who may need the same type of services to come to the Creative Wellness Center, because it's a safe place in the neighborhood where you can get some active stuff and begin to social rehabilitate yourself back into the community in a positive way.
Okay, let's take a look at exactly the location. Again, CASA Mbutu, the program is available for walk-in. You're at the Eastmont Mall.
Right.
And you're upstairs.
Right. Yes.
Okay, and you take walk-ins, the hours and dates again, please.
The hours and days, Monday through Friday. 8:30 to 6, and every other Saturday, 9 to 1.
Okay, and is there a phone number for that program as well?
There is, 510-735-0864.
Okay, and you can find out more information about CASA Mbutu under the website for bonitahouse.org, because Bonita House is kind of the parent organization that is helping support CASA Mbutu. Now, you've talked quite a bit about the organizations, the services that they provide. Can you please tell us a little bit about what we as a KBLX family can do to support you, whether it be volunteers, donations, in-kind gifts, more partnerships? What can we do to support you?
All of the above. But no, specifically, if you have anyone in your orbit that you feel that can benefit from coming to CASA U, to really stop by and check it out for yourself, and then, you know, sort of kind of encourage them to come with you the next go round and participate. And participate could be simply just coming in and joining a group or having a conversation with the clinician or the psychiatric nurse who oversees the medication aspects of the services that we provide. And also, it would be nice for KBLX to get involved with us around Mental Health Month, which is May. That is another opportunity to really keep the word out there in terms of the importance of individuals seeking mental health services, and the fact that they are available, and that the fact that we have a walk-in component, there's no need for appointments, which is another thing that puts people off when they have to wait, you know, 3 to 6 weeks for an appointment. My theory has always been that the glass is half full, not half empty. Basically, what that means is that when individuals come to us, they come to us with a set of skills already, and what they need is the support to line up those skills to work to their advantage.
Yes, ma'am. BonitaHouse.org is the website. You can find out more information about that organization there, as well as CASA Mbutu, BonitaHouse.org. Phone number for Bonita House is 510-923-1099. Again, located at 6333 Telegraph Ave in Oakland, number 102. And Mbutu is located, CASA Mbutu is located inside of the Eastmont Mall, the Eastmont Town Center, and their phone number is 510-735-0864. And please find out more information about these organizations with us listed on our community page at kblx.com. Executive Director of Bonita House, Ms. Lorna D. Jones, I appreciate you greatly. Thank you.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. And the Program Director for Casa Umbutu, Terrence Cole. Thank you very much, Terrence. Appreciate you too.
Thank you.
This has been KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for bringing this story to our attention. If you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com. And in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.